Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your County Commissioners Court meeting, first in July of 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with the invocation that will be led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford. If you'll rise, please.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this beautiful day. I thank you for the many blessings and allowing us to see another day. I ask that you bless the families of Jefferson County, elected officials, and all employed by Jefferson County. Bless the citizens as they go about day to day doing your work. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Say the pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve specifications for invitation for bid for a term contract for janitorial services for Jefferson County. Item B is to consider and approve a bid due date extension for the Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7 ditch rehabilitation for the Main B Diversion Canal from Tuesday, July 2nd, 2013, 11 a.m. until Tuesday, July 16th, 2013, at 11 a.m. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, and receive and file a renewal for a term contract for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County with DRC Emergency Services and Crowder Gulf for a third additional one-year renewal from July 31st, 2013 until July 30th, 2014. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with the Department of Information Resources and the Communications Technology Services Division for Texan Communication Services. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a change order number 5 for the Boondocks Neighborhood Waterline with Williamson Construction and Equipment Incorporated for a decrease of $1,480 as a result of changes in quantities and prices for multiple line items upon project completion, bringing the contract total to $1,146,226.75. And that's a project that's funded by the Texas Department of Rural Affairs Disaster Grant Contract for Hurricane Ike that's administered by the Texas General Land Office. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 4 for the refurbishment of the Jefferson County Health Clinic with Basco Construction for a decrease of $911 for the removal of changes to bathroom number 126 from the project, bringing the contract total to $398,841. Item G is to consider and possibly approve disposal of scrap metal property. That scrap metal will be transported to a metal salvage company and sold for such prices it may command, with the funds being returned to the county. We have a motion on those items under purchasing. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Commissioner's Court, item A is to consider authorizing county judge to execute a Texas General Land Office KEPRA contract amendment for contract number 11239-000-4825, contract award number 1516. Item B is to consider authorizing the county judge to execute a release and settlement agreement in the case of Bingham versus Jefferson County. Item C is to receive and consider a presentation by Dr. Dale Fritz, District Extension Administrator, to introduce Ms. Emily Bean, possibly approve her as a candidate for the vacant Jefferson County Extension Agricultural and Natural Resources position as agent. And by addendum, item D is to consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute a property tax abatement agreement with Huntsman Petrochemical LLC for that property located within the Huntsman Petrochemical Reinvestment Zone that was created on May 6th of 2013. Do I have a motion on those items?
Moved
by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Dr. Fritz, would you like to come forward?
I'd like to introduce to the court Emily Bean for the county extension agent position for agriculture and natural resources. Emily comes to us with 2 degrees from Sam Houston State University, a master's degree in agronomy. I'm sorry, a master's degree in agriculture with an emphasis in agronomy, and then a bachelor's degree in animal science, also from Sam Houston State University. While at Sam Houston, Emily was active with Excel in agriculture, with Collegiate FFA, with the Block and Bridle Club, and with the Beef Cattle Show Team, and also the Agricultural and Industrial Sciences Ambassadors Program. She served in leadership roles in these student organizations. Emily previously did work as a seasonal worker with the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. In that role, she received and processed entries for the junior and open livestock shows. She interacted with exhibitors, with ag science teachers, with county extension agents, and she also entered data for both the livestock and auction departments. Other previous work experience includes being a secretary bookkeeper for McCarthy Electric Company out of Huntsville, and in that role, she assumed the duties of the office manager while the office manager was absent. She scheduled service calls, she interacted with customers and clients and vendors, and she also did a lot of data input with Microsoft Word and Excel and QuickBooks. Emily grew up in Newton, just a little bit north of here. She was active in 4-H for 5 years and in FFA for 4 years at Newton High School, and she competed with steer, heifer, lamb, goat, swine, and broiler projects. She was also involved in livestock judging and forestry evaluation. She served on the student council. She was class president, and she was president of her FFA chapter. And in between all those activities, she was also active in high school sports, and that would include volleyball and basketball. So I don't know where she got all her time, but she did all of those things. So I'd like to recommend her and recommend her appointment here in Jefferson County, as I said, for the County Extension Agent Agriculture and Natural Resources position. We're looking at a starting date of August the 12th, and the county currently budgets $26,928 toward her salary, and there's also a budgeted amount for travel allowance. So we would ask for your approval of her as your county extension agent. Any questions?
No.
Emily would be glad to answer those if you had any.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Fritz. We look forward to having you as part of the Jefferson County community.
This is the position that Ricky Thompson served in, and as you all know, Ricky transferred within our organization to Fort Bend County January the 1st, and he's done a good job for us there. So Emily's ready to step into his shoes and do a good job for you all here in Jefferson County.
Thank you so much, Dr. Fred. And we have another issue on the agenda, which is the Huntsman Abatement. So I'd appreciate, for the benefit of the public, y'all wouldn't mind coming up and telling the public a little bit about the project.
My name is Dan Kemp, and I'm the site director for Huntsman's Port Neches facility. This particular project is one in which we have purchased the assets of the old PD glycol plant next door to the Exxon refinery, and move them down the river to Port Neches. And our plans are to install that plant within our facilities, and it'll make the third ethylene oxide plant that we have on our facility. Do you want me to go through the details of the agreement?
No.
Or just tell you more about the site itself?
Yeah, about the project.
Currently we have about 600 Huntsman associates on site, and about 500 to 600 of day in and day out contractors on site. This will add some to that. At this point in time, I don't remember the details, but this particular facility will increase our production, increase our ability to meet the needs of the business, and I guarantee you it will be a safe and environmentally compliant activity that we go through. Those are the first two things that we always deal with on Huntsman sites.
Well, my understanding is the beginning of construction is supposed to be sometime in the fall.
Yeah, it all depends on the TCEQ permit. We plan at this point in time, our schedule shows the end of August. And again, it depends on that TCEQ. That's our license to operate from the state. Once we get that, that's when we plan to start construction.
Very good. Well, thank you. We're all glad to hear the news that y'all had purchased those assets. Probably a lot of people in the community don't know, but Hurricane Ike knocked out their facility, and there was an attendant loss of, I think, about 50 jobs at that plant whenever they got knocked out. So we're glad to see those jobs come back to the county.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
It's been a pleasure to work with you and the City of Port Neches on the project, and look forward to working with y'all in the future.
Thank you, Commissioner Weaver.
All right. We've been moved and seconded. Is there any other discussion on those items under Commissioner? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for JP Precinct 1 Place 2 for additional costs for a legislative update seminar in the amount of $688. Item B is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Health and Welfare 2 for additional costs for indigent burials in the amount of $15,000. Item C is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Port Arthur Maintenance for additional costs for janitorial supplies in the amount of $1,000. And item D is regular county bills, check numbers 381751 through 382109. Do we have a motion on those items under Auditor?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alfred, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that brings us to the end of our regular agenda for this special meeting, and we're going to recess for about 15 minutes before coming back into a workshop with the state. I believe one thing that I need to notify the public of is that we will not be having Commissioner's Court meeting next week. So there are any emergencies, we better get those taken care of this week. Do you have anything in purchasing, Ms. Clark? Swain says he's okay. Anything in engineering? Okay. If anything does arise, I think my school in Austin is over Wednesday, so I'll be able to. Commissioner Weaver's got an anniversary, but we'll be able to convene an emergency meeting after Wednesday if the necessity arises. And I think Commissioner Arnold has something he wanted to speak about.
Actually, my assistant Patricia has something to say. No, I'm just kidding. She asked me. She said, I'm not going to get up and say anything about that. As you know, Jefferson County, our employees support the blood drives that we have here at the county courthouse a couple of times a year. And LifeShare will be here on Wednesday, July the 10th. They'll be parked out here in the front with their blood mobile between 10 and 2 p.m. We would certainly encourage and like to see as many employees out there as possible. You know, the summer months, unfortunately, is a time when a lot of accidents do occur, and there's a lot of big need for needing plasma and blood. So if you feel it within yourself to be able to give, we would appreciate you coming out and supporting the blood drive for all of our employees and residents of Jefferson County in this area. Thank you.
Judge, anything else? I want to introduce to the court Ms. Sandra Duhorn, who is my appointee, and you will be, I think, swearing her in at the end of this session. Ms. Duhorn, it's a great honor to have you here and your husband, and hope that you can do a great job on that board, ma'am.
Yeah, we thank you so much for your willingness to serve, Ms. Duhorn. And her husband, Mr. Duhorn, serves as a commissioner on the Sabine Neches Navigation District, was a longtime employee of Jefferson County. So there's nothing further, then we are adjourned before we reconvene in about 15 minutes. Thank you very much.